It's our Dare to Live Fully podcast, and today we're talking about, before you judge anyone else, reflect on this. Wayne Dyer is no longer on this planet, but he was a terrific author, psychologist, leader in spiritual truths, and I respected him a lot. In fact, I met him when he was just starting out and I was a young woman. And he has a story that I think is so profound, and it's about the cookie thief. And I'd like to tell you about it, only I'm gonna change it around in my own words because I think it's something we can all relate to. There was a woman who was taking a plane, and she had about 45 minutes to kill. So she saw this great cookie stand in the airport, and she decided to buy a bunch of cookies, which were put in a container, and of course some coffee, and sat down at a table. And there was another very well-dressed woman who seemed to be waiting in the same way at the table, doing her own thing. So the woman started to eat her cookie, really enjoying it, reading her book, having a few moments to relax before she got on to the flight. All of a sudden, she noticed that the other woman at the table put her hand in the cookie container and picked up one of the cookies and began eating the cookie. So the woman started to say to herself, "Wow, that woman has a lot of nerve. I didn't even offer her a cookie." She started to get a bit upset, but she decided not to say anything about it and went on reading and enjoying her own cookie. The woman at the table then put her hand in the cookie container and took out another cookie after she finished, and seemed to be really enjoying it. And now our friend got really upset. What a nerve this woman has. But she, of course, didn't say anything, but she was seething. She tried to read. She was getting even more upset. The woman just seemed very nonchalant and was going, reading, and doing her own thing, and then put her hand and took out the last cookie in the container and realized it was the last cookie, broke the cookie in half, and offered the other half to our friend. With that, our friend got so upset, again, seething on the inside, not saying anything, but thinking, this woman has such nerve. She finished the cookie, the other woman got up, and all of a sudden, she noticed that the newspaper that the woman left under the newspaper was a bump, and she lifted the newspaper up, and there it was. Almost the exact container with the same amount of cookies. Oh my God. This woman thought she was giving me her cookies. That's what our friend thought. She wasn't taking from me. She was giving me her cookies. Oh, our friend got really upset. Oh, why was I so angry at this woman? I would love to say I was sorry, but the woman was no longer in sight. How many times do you perceive someone doing something, quote unquote, to you, which they may not be doing at all? How many times do you look at someone in one way not really seeing them, but seeing an idea you have of them. How many times do you have some kind of bias about someone, which is totally making you upset, changing your mood, your point of view? The moral of the story is, don't judge anyone until you have information that lets you know that that person is who you think that person is. What's the best way of dealing with this situation? Changed behavior. So the next time you think you know why someone is doing something, stop. Ask yourself, do I really know? Or is this my idea of who I think they are? The next time you want to confront someone because they're doing something that's totally upsetting you, ask yourself, are they really doing it to me? Maybe they have a different point of view. Maybe they see things a little bit differently. Are they really doing it to me? Or is that just how they are? Remember this story and how in 1 minute your idea of who you think someone is can change. And you want to know something? Apply it to yourself. Very often we're so critical of ourselves. We're thinking we should have done better. We could have done it differently. I love what Maya Angelou used to say. If we could have done better, we would have. So to review, not everyone is what they seem. Not everyone is doing it, quote unquote, to you. Maybe there's another story that you're not aware of. Give those people some slack. And by the way, give yourself some slack. You're doing, and they're doing, the best they can.